Our church back here December 3rd in 2009. I have a charter on the wall there. 27 people signed that. I'm thankful for the Lord leading us and allowing us to start this assembly. We had several individuals who questioned whether we should do this or that we would last and so on. And yet this is the Lord's institution, so anything that good comes out of this or in any longevity of our church here is because of the Lord, not because of anybody else. We're thankful for everything that the Lord's done. I'll start off with the verse that we hold to here of numerous ones, but 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're faithful. We're familiar with the passage. It talks about faithful men. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou the faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And so that's what we've attempted to do here. I want to describe that a little bit later on in our service. But I want, as we began back in 2009, we had several people that wanted to follow along, obviously. And so we had several that did. I'm going to ask two of the men that were involved in the early beginning of the church take about 5 minutes to talk about their perspective on this. And so Brother Jeff, he's been, outside of my family, he's been the longest steady ongoing church member. And then, of course, Brother Gagnon helped out as well when we got started. And then Brother Davidson did as well, but he's gone to be with the Lord. So I'm going to have Jeff come up, then Brother Gagnon, and then we're going to read a poem. Then I'll have a few final words to say here. So Jeff has a message and a poem. And are you singing the poem or just recording it? Okay, all right. Anyway, yeah.
I may be sleeping after that meeting. So when Pastor asked me to do this, something came to mind right away. It's something that I think only maybe one other person in the assembly has ever heard, and that would be Dr. Davidson, who Pastor just brought up. But during the time where we were being challenged about doctrine and scripture at the old assembly, all 8, 9, 10 of the families that were convicted we needed to move because of doctrine, the Lord brought them all together. They found each other. And I was left all on my own, not knowing anything was going on. And I couldn't figure out for years why the Lord did that. But it wound up being, I came to the same conclusions as everybody else about doctrine, and had a 3.5-hour meeting with my pastor about all the doctrinal differences. And not this pastor. No, we were on the same page, although we didn't know we were in the same book at the time. And I had a great disagreement with him on everything, and it was done very amicably, it was done biblically, and I left that assembly over one of the 5 ways you can leave, over doctrine. They were slowly moving away from me in the Lord's candlestick. But at the time, I was blessed, I had the privilege to teach one of the Sunday schools there. Matter of fact, the pastor was one of my students. So, I thought it would be beneficial. I looked up the message that I sent to all of my students before I left. And the message is based directly on the scripture that the Lord gave me that said, this is no longer the place for you. And I don't think anybody's heard these verses, so this may be the first time. We've heard all the other stories, but we didn't hear the solo guy all out on his own. Brethren, I am excited to let you know that the Lord has decided to send me into a new assembly, 1 Corinthians 12:18. It was very thrilling to see him do so through scripture. Though exciting to see his working in my life, it also saddens me that he has put an end to this particular teaching ministry with Sunday school. I praise the Lord he allowed me the privilege of teaching in his assembly. Every ministry he assigns, Acts 13:2, has a beginning, Acts 13:4, and a fulfillment or an ending in Acts 14:26. As this ministry comes to an end, I want to thank each of you for your faithfulness and the edification you have been to me both as members in Emmanuel and through your part in this ministry. Then, if you have your Bibles, Psalm 119. Psalm 119, I can read it to you. He took me to verses 25 through 36. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me, teach me thy statutes. Now this is a sheep member struggling with doctrine that a pastor is teaching. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so I shall talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto the testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, not unto covetousness. Those are the verses I gave my students at the time, and I said, my prayer for you all for my most recent devotions, I pray that you are always zealous for the truths of God, that they are a delight to your souls, that they quicken you when you most need them. I pray for continued understanding as he teaches you, and that you are bold in declaring his truths. May you turn away from all falsehood, and may the Lord show favor to you through his words. I pray you always seek his truth and purpose. It is the path your steps are to follow. As he increases the understanding in your hearts, run after his words, seeking to remove all barriers from your paths of obedience. Be teachable, guard, keep, and do the whole law with your whole heart. Stretch out your hearts to his testimonies that he may keep you from covetousness. The teacher has to teach even as he's leaving. And that prayer for them was based specifically on the verses the Lord gave me as an answer to prayer. Is this assembly still a candlestick? Do you still want me here? That is why I left that assembly. And that is why I joined this assembly. And those same truths, those same precepts have been in my heart since that day where the Lord firmly imprinted them there. And that, pastor, is the reason why I haven't missed a single year since day one. Because of these verses. So if you can get a hold of those verses, you'll never miss a year either. So that's 5 minutes. All right, pastor did ask me to do one other thing. Let me pull it up here. Way back in 2010, we've all had moments in our lives where a relationship is critical to you. Your every thought, your every heart, your every emotion, your desire is based on that. When you fall in love with your wife, time you get saved and you're desperately crying out to the Lord. There's always been a time, or there will be, young folks, when you'll experience this. Well, back then I had one of these times. I was in the process of losing my wife, and I was desperately trying to do everything I could as a Christian man to not lose her. And Pastor graciously allowed me to study through love for a year in Hebrew, which he never does, by the way. It's always books of the Bible. So that was the Lord moving him to let me do this. But you cannot not be changed after going to the Lord, asking him to teach you and doing an in-depth study like that. And as part of the process, I had one of those moments with the Lord where it was done. I fell in love with him in a whole new way all over again. And I sent this to, I think, a lot of you. But this was in my heart when I went to, I fell asleep praying. And when I woke up the next morning, I thought I was dreaming writing this out, but I didn't. It was by my bedside. And it wasn't until just recently that technology got to the point where I was able to create, and I'm not a musician, but a piano tract, is that what it's called? And I created a female voice to sing my love song to the Lord. So here's the verses, here's the words. I called it a bride's reflection. And there's an awful lot of theology in this. You counted not the cost from the manger to the cross. You bled and died on Calvary all for love to set me free. Lord God, for me you once had died, but death lost its hold as life revived. Oh, how your love, it thrills my soul and causes yearning to behold. I scarce can wait, my beloved, to see. Come quickly now and call for me. With raptured soul by your side I'll be, never parted through eternity. And Brother Bill's going to play my rendition that I was able to put together here. In theory.
Brother Jeff, that's beautiful. Those words are so beautiful, are they not? You sent that to me, and I think we had it in our possession for just a little bit. And then Patty Herr came over to pick up Gwendolyn's iPad that she had left at the house. I hadn't heard it yet, nor had Keir. So for the three or four of us, right, standing there, played it on the phone, listening to it. Patty was moved. She said, "You must send that to Dan. He needs to hear that." As you know, Dan Herr is quite a musician himself. So in any case, beautiful job. Beautiful job. We should probably sing that sometime as a special or something, somebody, right? Anyways, I'll make it brief. The Lord enabled me to be a witness of His witnesses. When He started this church, He was very clear in His will. And I was an eyewitness to those witnesses. What we were doing over at the other church was the Lord's will. We were glorifying Him by keeping His commandments, teaching His truths, and we were very successful over at the other church at doing that. And it simply just convicted certain hearts of certain people. And some of us recognized those truths and did not want to turn from them. We did not want to sell the truth. Amen. So we decided, after seeking the Lord's will and Him clearly revealing His will to us, in order to keep those truths and continue on with the truths that had been propagated to His glory at that other church, it was His candlestick, we moved on. And we ended up coming here. And through those many witnesses that I could get into with anyone who's ever interested in hearing them all about how He put us here, but I am one of the eyewitnesses of those witnesses. Our pastor is, Harold was, we saw the Lord's hand. Amen. Two or three witnesses each time as He opened doors for us. In a very difficult endeavor, it is not easy to start a new church. With all of the zoning and everything that Satan has put in its place, it's not easy to do. And I've learned that over the years here, and what happened to us in moving here was no doubt of the Lord. And so here we sit in this beautiful building that the Lord has given us. It's been perfect.
Amen.
For us. We have, even though maybe our landlord could be better in other areas, he's the landlord the Lord gave us, and he certainly has been a good landlord in many, many ways. He's a lot of hands off. We get to do what we want here. We've never had a problem. And we've been enabled by the Lord and all of His blessings to continue to put forth the truth. And so the fruit of those witnesses and of everything that the Lord did is now sitting here in this room.
Amen.
This is it.
Amen.
And so it's been 15 years, and I would ask the Lord to let us do another 15. I will say that our desire should be the Lord's desire, and of course the Father wants His Son to return and set up His kingdom. And so I do pray for that. That is my desire. But if He should tarry, let us continue here at Bible Baptist Church to stand on the truth and to put forth the truth. That is why we're here. That is why He has proven over all these years that we are doing His will, and He wants us to continue. You must come here, people, in spirit and in truth. You must want to be here. If you're sitting here because it's what you're supposed to do, you're not going to be here for the next 15 years. A lot of things I could say. I said I would keep it short. So I'll keep it at that. You guys are now the fruit of the Lord's will revealed to the three men in the beginning. Here we sit, still being used by the Lord. What a privilege to continue to put forth this truth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Very good. Well, it's hard to keep up with all this talent that we have, but appreciate that. Wanted to see if Jeff wouldn't mind mouthing the words, but he didn't want to do that. So anyway, but yeah, we appreciate that. Appreciate the people that work behind the scenes, all the blessings that we do have. I did want to mention and just review quickly, once again, where we came from. We left a church that we felt over two issues here was, one was doctrinal, one was malfeasance with finances, and so we left and wanted, I believe the Lord wanted us to start another church, and so this is what we did here. So we began this on Thursday evening, December 3rd, and started a church in our house, and with 27 people signing the charter, which I have on the board up there, and the covenant. Along the way, there was several men initially helped. Brother Davidson, of course, Brother Gagnon, Brother Jerry Akers was instrumental in all this as well. Now, what we tried to do here was not to try to split the church we were leaving. We didn't want to do that. We just wanted to leave in private. And only a handful of people knew what we were going to do. And so we didn't talk to others and tried to solicit others. So this is why Jeff was not in on this, although we were hoping you would come. But we just, a handful of us felt we need to keep this to ourselves and not to hurt the church that we're leaving. Because I knew if I were going to pastor, I wouldn't want this to be done to me later on. And so we did try to keep that somewhat quiet. And in all this, we did look around here. So we looked around several different buildings. And this is the building right at the last minute that man that we rent from, Brother Snow here, Mr. Snow, said, oh, yeah, we got one other building you can look at. It was this building. We were looking at several others that were much smaller. And so but the Lord led here. We feel very clearly he led here. We had to get a town permit to have a religious meeting in this building, and had no problem with that. And so we're thankful for that. And so through the years, and I gave a little review several weeks ago. It's also a review in the update here. But we've had, I think, probably over 120, maybe more like 140 people come through the church as members. And they've left for various reasons and so on. We were able to send out several men to start churches, so we're thankful for that. And we're thankful for the various ministries that we do have. We have ministries within the assembly. We have ministries both nationally, internationally. And so Lord has allowed that blessing upon us. So we just want to be vehicles to be used of the Lord. So, if church continues on for another 15 years, I'll be 94 years old. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, we'll trust the Lord on all these things. But we have ministries here in the States, in different surrounding states here, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Indiana, for that matter. And also we've extended our ministry to different churches and brethren around the world in Czech Republic, Dubai, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Korea, the Philippines, Portugal, Puerto Rico, Abu Dhabi, for that matter. And so different places in the world. We're thankful for the privilege to do this. We had no idea what the Lord would do. And we just thought maybe be a handful of us. We were thinking about asking a funeral home if they had any extra wooden chairs that they might that we might buy at a very inexpensive rate or something like that. You know, the hard wooden funeral home chairs and so on. Lord has something far better for us. But we just wanted to have an assembly here to teach the Word of God and not be answerable to anybody that wanted to hurt us or harm us or undermine us and so on. We had several people said we'd never last, and but if we identify with the Lord's institution, then we're going to last, not because of us, but because of the Lord. And so we're thankful for what the Lord's done here. We thank the Lord for various ministries that we have here. We've got the recording ministry, for instance. We've got the live streaming recording ministry. The seminary courses are recorded. We appreciate Brother Jeff here. Got several men that have been ordained to the Lord's work here. We're thankful for them. We've been involved in helping several different churches, international churches, with translation issues relative to translations in foreign languages coming from the TR Masoretic text. Certainly India would be one. Philippines was in one location, one language in the Philippines and so on. And then we've also been involved in helping some of our seminary students produce books on different topics like biblical giving, the body of Christ, Colossians, heavenly music, James, John the Baptist, madness, missions, spiritual gifts, the title book of Zechariah. And so we've got some books that have been put out there by the wherewithal that the Lord prompted on Brother Davidson to try to contribute to the work of the ministry and of publications and so on. We have also the biannual lecture series we have ladies fellowship from time to time, hats and tea fellowship and so on. We have our commencement weekend. We have live streaming. We have our Labor Day cookout. So we've got many things going on that the Lord has allowed and led us to this. And we thank the Lord for the people that have been saved here and baptized. And so we're grateful for all this. So in conclusion, I want to read a verse here out of Revelation. So Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure they are and were created." So he's created us for his pleasure. And so we trust that we will be pleasing to him and for his glory. And so we trust that we might glorify him in the way we behave and live. We thank thee for the visitors the Lord's given us. We've had a steady stream of visitors. We're thankful for that. Trust the Lord will continue to work in hearts and lives and what we're doing here. We thank the Lord for kind of a cosmopolitan assembly that we have here. So we've got different people from different perspectives of life and so on, and that's great. That's New Testament Christianity. So we appreciate what the Lord's done here. So we're thankful for this 15th year, and pray that the Lord will give us many more. I will be faithful till the Lord comes back. And so that's my desire, to see this church continue on till Christ comes back. All right, let's conclude in prayer. Our Father, we praise thee for this time. We thank thee for the time you've given us, meeting our needs, helping us along the way, leading, guiding, directing, sending the right people in, serving, sending in the servants of God that you have for us that are ministering right here now and in the past as well. We thank thee for the blessings that we can have in Christ. We thank thee for the meal that we've had here and those that have prepared things and all that you've done for us. We praise thee for this. We pray that you continue to bless us and use us for thy glory. We thank thee for each church member here, that you'll use each one for thy glory. Give us strength and health. We pray for those that in our assembly that are afflicted. We commit all of us and all of our church members to thee, we ask. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.